Testing 103, testing Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological reevaluation report on Janelle, J-E-N-E-L-L, Jean, capital J-E-A-N, Cook, C-O-O-K. Her address is 22330 Viola Avenue, P.O. Box 136, Corning, California, 96021. Phone 530-518-0799. Alternate 530-566-1720. ID is XXX-XX-1456. Driver's license 503-22085. Email is capital EMILYMANN51@gmail.com. Date of birth is 12-8-1949. A 67-year-old married mother housewife. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is WellCare Prescription Drug Plan. It is addressed to Tracy, capital R-Y-E-H-T-E-R-A, at Venice Health Clinic, 155 Solano Street, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-828-4663. Second phone, 530-824-5204. This is a neurological reevaluation report. The clinical indication, complaints of memory impairment, past medical history, heart disease, dyslipidemia, measles, cancer, chickenpox, and tonsillitis, medical allergies, adhesive tape, systematic review of symptoms, depression and forgetfulness, history of bleeding gums and double vision. She wears eyeglasses. GI, she complains of change in bowel movements, constipation, heartburn, and indigestion. Endocrine, she complains of a change in hair growth. Cardiovascular, she complains of hypertension and swelling of the hands, feet, and ankles. Pulmonary, she complains of lung trouble, asthma, chronic frequent cough. Genitourinary, no complaints. Hematological, she complains of slow healing after cuts, abnormal bruising and bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she complains of claudication in the lower extremities, improved with rest, varicose veins, and weakness in her muscles and joints. Mental health, she denied symptoms. Neck, she complains of thyroid trouble. Neuropsychiatric, she denied symptoms. Personal safety, she complained of reduced vision and hearing loss. She is interested in information about preparation of her advanced directive. She denied exposure to physical or frequent cough. Sexual function, she is not sexually active. She denied exposure to sexually transmissible disease. Skin, she denied symptoms. Female gynecological, menstruation occurred at age 12, last menstrual period, 1994. She denied menstrual difficulty. She has completed mammography. She denied a history of pregnancies. Family and personal history. She's 74 years old. Her father died at age 49 in an accident. Her mother died at age 5 from Alzheimer's disease. She has one brother, age 70, in good health. Her husband is age 80 and is, quote, okay, unquote. Family history was positive for arthritis in her mother, hypertension in her father and brother. She denied a family history of asthma, bleeding, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, tuberculosis, or other serious illness. Her father and brother had hypertension. There is no history of other serious disease. Education, she completed college in 1994. Social history and health habits, she is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She smokes no tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none were reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of fractures and concussions. She has a history of being not unconscious. She denies serious illnesses. Operations and hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. Tonsillectomy was completed in 1956 with good outcome. She has a history of fractured wrists. with good outcome. She denies prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms, general. She had a history of blurred vision, double vision, fatigue, reduced concentration, and loss of memory. Head, she denied history of neuralgia. Comma, headaches, comma, fainting spells, comma, blackouts, or similar family history. Next, she reports loss of grip strength in her left hand. She denies neuralgia, numbness, muscle spasm, or pain. She denied a history of stiffness or paresthesias in the neck. Upper back and arm, she denied neuralgia, numbness, or pain, mild spasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Middle back, she denied neuralgia or numbness. Low back, she denied a history of weakness in her legs. Shoulder, she denied symptoms. Elbow, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she described weakness, improved with adjustments. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she reported a history of numbness, unrelieved. She described intermittent pain that is sharp on the top of her foot, occurring for a few minutes, not severe, without radiation, and without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, she reported memory loss. She reported that she is president of the local women's club. She will instruct people to take care of chores, but later she cannot remember who she spoke to or what she told them. She reports family history of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinsonism. She requested a referral for dementia testing. She complained of a lesion on her leg that could be ringworm, present for 3 weeks, unchanged. Her neurological examination shows normal movement in the area of central clearing, a 1 centimeter in area of erythema in the lateral aspect of the left lower leg. New paragraph. She completed the A-D-8 dementia screening interview, reporting problems with her judgment, decision-making, bad financial decisions, and problems with thinking. She reported reduced interest in hobbies and activities. She declined a history of repetitions, but does have difficulty learning how to use tools, appliances, and gadgets. She can forget the correct month of the year. She reports having trouble handling complicated financial affairs, taxes, bill paying, and balancing the checkbook. She reports trouble remembering appointments. She reports daily problems with thinking and her memory. Her total score on the AD-8 was 8/8. She completed the MCOG, capital M-C-O-G, all capitals, with a score of 27/30, which is within normal limits. She completed the NIH, all capitals, quality of life questionnaire, reporting difficulty reading and following complex instructions, planning for keeping appointments, difficulty with planning in advance, remembering errands, comma, making simple mistakes more easily, having to read items several times to understand them, having trouble keeping track of what was said, comma, having difficulty doing more than one thing at a time, comma, trouble remembering new information, comma, experiencing forgetfulness in tasks, comma, trouble remembering the name of a familiar person, comma, trouble with clarity of thinking, comma, having difficulty with reacting slowly to activities, comma, trouble forming thoughts, comma, slow thinking, comma, difficulty paying attention, comma, some difficulty organizing speech, difficulty with arousals in the morning, difficulty staying awake during the daytime, trouble sleeping, comma, difficulty falling asleep, moderate levels of anxiety, comma, occasional episodes of fatigue, comma, symptoms of depression, comma, sluggishness in activity, comma, increased self-criticism, comma, finding the things in her life would be overwhelming, feeling emotionally exhausted, comma, having some symptoms of emotional discontrol, comma, and some difficulty with maintaining social commitments. She reports having reduced capacity to do some family activities, maintaining her friendships, having no difficulty with leisure activities, reduced community activities, reduced capacity to go out for entertainment, reduced capacity to run errands without difficulty, reduced capacity to complete expected work, having reduced capacity in doing shorter periods of work than normal, having trouble keeping in touch with others, having trouble doing regular chores, experiencing limitations in doing her work, experiencing mild to moderate reduced satisfaction with social roles and activities, experiencing reduced ability to do things for fun outside of her home, experiencing reduction in satisfaction for her friends, reduced satisfaction with current levels of activity, reduced activity of visiting friends, reduced satisfaction in completing daily routines, some difficulty in the limitations of performing her work, trouble initiating tasks, reduced capacity to brush her teeth, wash, and dry from an armless chair or soft couch, going up and down a flight of stairs using the handrail, little walking on slippery surface outdoors, some symptoms of stigmatization, feeling left out of things, embarrassment of social circumstances, and difficulty staying neat and clean, embarrassed about her speech, and being concerned about loss of job performance. Laboratory findings. The Alzheimer's disease, capital A, capital B, 42/40, and the capital P, capital TAU212 evaluation was positive, showing high likelihood of amyloid plaque deposition in the brain, period. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect, all caps APOE, isoform plasma E3/E4 was elevated. Dementia secondary cause panel, elevated creatinine, abnormal TSH, and normal vitamin B12 and serum folate, low HDL, cholesterol, increased all caps ADMA, increased high sensitivity C-reactive protein, and mildly increased insulin resistance score. New paragraph. MR brain imaging without contrast, dated September 26, 2025, showed age-appropriate atrophy, no focal encephalomalacia changes, no acute mass lesions, mass effect or midline shift, no vasogenic edema, acute parenchymal hemorrhage, or extraaxial fluid collections. The gray-white matter signal interface is intact throughout. Confluent T2 and flare signal hyperintensity within a number of small, discrete, and partially confluent local foci of similar signal abnormality. Are scattered throughout the bilateral subcortical white matter, varying in size to the largest, which measures 8 millimeters. Similar findings were present on prior exams. More numerous areas of voids are present and symmetric. No suspicious susceptibility weighted signals present. Marrow voids are present and symmetric. No suspicious susceptibility weighted signals present. Marrow signal of the skull is homogeneous on all segments. When compared to previous investigation of the brain, dated 1/18/2018, the degree of confluent paraventricular white matter 2/2, that is T2, and flare signal hyperintensity is similar. A new paragraph. Amyloid PET scan done 1/12/2026 is positive for Alzheimer's. Findings. No paragraph. The patient is being referred for the Leqembi, capital L-E-Q-U-I-M-B-E, perfusion at Adventist Health Marysville. New paragraph. MRI imaging of the brain was done 4/26/2026, checking for all caps ARIA. New paragraph. MRI imaging of the brain will be accomplished to exclude ischemic disease in consideration of for referral for amyloid PET CT imaging to exclude Alzheimer's disease. And then sign with my professional signature.